With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, Comm Crew. It's your boy Brandon Cole, back again with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this beautiful mess we call life. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home because who here hasn't felt the pressure to be perfect? I mean, social media throws it in our faces every day, these seemingly flawless lives, the picture-perfect vacations, the ever-glowing skin. You know the drill. But what if I told you that embracing imperfection could actually lead to a more fulfilling life? Sounds counterintuitive, right? Well, buckle up because we're about to dive into why letting go of that perfection obsession can actually set you free. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're constantly chasing this elusive feeling of having it all together? It's exhausting, right? That's because we've been taught that success equals perfection. But here is the thing. Perfection is an illusion. It's unattainable, and honestly, it can be a real roadblock to happiness. Think about it. Striving for perfection sets you up for constant disappointment. You miss the mark, you feel like a failure, and then you're back at square one, chasing that impossible ideal. But when we embrace imperfection, things change. Suddenly, mistakes become opportunities to learn and grow. We stop fearing failure because we realize it's an inevitable part of the human experience. So, how do we actually start embracing imperfection? Let's break down a few key takeaways. First, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who was struggling. We all have moments where we stumble, make mistakes, or just plain feel off. Instead of beating ourselves up about it, let's give ourselves a break, learn from the experience, and move on. Second, redefine success. It's not about being flawless, it's about progress, growth, and living a meaningful life aligned with your values. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and focus on the journey, not just the destination. Third, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. That picture-perfect vacation you see online, it's probably carefully curated to showcase only the best moments. Social media often presents a distorted reality. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on your own unique path and celebrate what makes you special. Fourth, learn to say no. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and overwhelm. It's okay to prioritize your needs and set boundaries. When you say no to things that don't align with your values or goals, you create space for what truly matters. And finally, remember that it's okay to be human. We all have flaws, insecurities, and moments of doubt. Embrace those imperfections, they make you unique and add depth to your life. Let me give you a real-world example. Remember that time when you were prepping for a big presentation, spend hours perfecting every detail, only to trip over your words in front of everyone? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if instead of letting that mishap derail you, you saw it as an opportunity to learn and improve? You could have practiced more, worked on your delivery, or even used humor to acknowledge the slip-up and connect with your audience. By embracing imperfection in that moment, you turned a potential disaster into a learning experience and maybe even gained some laughs along the way. So remember, friends, let go of the pressure to be perfect. Accept your flaws, celebrate your strengths, and focus on living a life filled with purpose, passion, and authenticity. The journey is more important than the destination. I hope this episode has been helpful in reminding you that imperfection is not something to fear, but rather something to embrace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to let go of the pressure to be perfect. Leave a review if you enjoyed it and join the conversation on our social media pages. Until next time, keep calm, keep striving, and remember you're doing great just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.